Yeah, it does seem that way. We have to say that, look, this is the act of love. It might be an uncomfortable act of love, but this is how the church loves, is how the Lord loves us, is by teaching. And if we stand unwilling to be taught, unwilling to stand with our brothers and sisters in Christ, it's not the Lord or the church that's being unloving, but we are being unwilling to love what the Lord says in his word. So it's out of a love for the Lord, out of a love for every word that he speaks, out of a love for the unity that he gives and commands and expects from his church. It's out of a love for the sinner who needs the supper most of all. It's this love that motivates this practice. Having gone through this difficulty and being on the other side, it is really, really quite wonderful to recognize the great gifts, both of unity of doctrine and the fellowship with one another, and especially the gifts of the body and blood of Jesus. To have those and rejoice in them with fellow believers is simply a wonder that is rightly called a foretaste of the feast to come.